What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about computers and computer security, which is almost non-existent in this day and age. And certainly this shadow group, which acquired, hacked, stole, we don't know how, all of the NSA's taxpayer-funded cyber weapons tools and has now put them out for sale, means that it's no longer just the government that is a threat to your privacy and security. It's basically every hacker on planet Earth who now have these very potent cyber weapons at their disposal. So that was extraordinarily reckless and careless. And it doesn't stop there. Pentagon mass surveillance has been slurping up the world's social media traffic to try and look out for people who are planning terrorist events, like anybody who's actually planning a terrorist event is going to do it on social media. And they basically had this huge treasure trove of social media posts, 1.8 billion of them. They accumulated over 8 years as part of its global surveillance system. And then they basically stored it on a publicly accessible Amazon cloud server, which means anybody can get on in there and start trolling through your social media to look for information for possibly nefarious purposes. Apparently, Android smartphones running Lollipop, Marshmallow, and Nougat are vulnerable to an attack that exploits the media projection service to capture the user's screen and record the system audio. And this affects about 77% of all Android devices. It's amazing. It's amazing. Now, getting on back to Microsoft and how they botched up Skype. Apparently, in Microsoft's latest patch of updates for Windows, something that they changed has now basically started disabling old Epson dot matrix printers. Now, probably a lot of you are out there saying, well, who uses dot matrix printers any longer? Actually, a lot of people who are still working with accounting software like Sage, who want the forms to come on out in a sheet feed, they're using it. But apparently, these Epson dot matrix printers stopped working after applying the patch to Windows 10 and Windows 7. It just seems to eat the print job. It doesn't get out there. Part of the problem is that over time, with this rush to always have a new feature as a selling tool, we've allowed the infrastructure to become so complex it can't be managed any longer. And their solution is, well, we're just going to replace everything every 5 years. But that doesn't really solve the problem. In this economy, people don't want to replace things every 5 years. They can't afford to. And so a lot of people are basically caught with this idea that if they're going to stay in business, if they're going to keep on doing what they're doing, they have to find a way to keep their equipment working longer and longer against an industry which seems intent on still forcing this planned obsolescence. In this case, the Epson printers. Now, as you know, the Army has a long history of using their soldiers for experiments. We know about the story where they marched a bunch of soldiers into the aftermath of a nuclear bomb test in Nevada to see if it was feasible for soldiers to exploit the breach in the enemy lines. And those soldiers who were in that experiment spent the rest of their lives with various cancers and leukemias. And veterans' rights groups are now claiming the U.S. Army is withholding crucial information about chemical and biological agents veterans were exposed to in experimentation. And apparently the military was conducting experiments with chemicals that would induce fear, panic, hysteria, and hallucinations in enemy soldiers. And at least 70,000 of our troops were used in the experiments, according to a 2015 NPR report. Nasty stuff out there. Now, as you know, last week we had a guest who apparently successfully treated his prostate cancer with cannabis, and a lot of our readers started sending in all these articles about how scientists in the United States showed that cannabis was killing cancer cells, and the same thing in Great Britain. And then all of a sudden there was a pushback saying, oh, no, cannabis is evil. Cannabis is, it's taking away money from the liquor and the tobacco companies. We can't say that there's anything good about it. And so one of the articles they put on up there was from dailyhealthpost.com, where they put together a collection of over 100 scientific peer-reviewed studies that showed cannabis annihilates cancer. And these were followed by an onslaught of negative warnings about cannabis, most of which are likely linked to or generated by drug companies that stand to lose billions on these dangerous cancer drugs now considered the orthodox treatment. And again, what is best for the patient is no longer a factor in modern medical care. I remember there was a big stink many, many years ago over a very simple, very inexpensive chemical called hydrazine sulfate, which helped people basically deal with cancer symptoms. Wasn't touted as a cancer cure, but it made the problems cancer causes go away. And it was given prominence because Bob Guccione's wife came down with cancer and decided to undergo the hydrazine sulfate therapy. Hydrazine sulfate, my mistake. And it was working for her. And then, unfortunately, she passed away from an unrelated medical crisis. Apparently, she was undergoing surgery and something happened on the table here. But the big stink came on out because Bob Guccione did some digging. And he found out that hydrazine sulfate had been the victim of a scam by the National Cancer Institute. Because hydrazine sulfate works only when you're not getting any other form of cancer treatment. If you're taking chemotherapy, it won't work. If you're getting radiation, it won't work. And yet the National Cancer Institute, when they finally agreed to have a trial, because this drug is used all over Europe and Russia, they literally rigged the test by testing hydrazine sulfate on cancer patients already undergoing chemotherapy. And it's all done to protect the orthodox cancer establishment, which makes huge amounts of money off of conventional chemotherapy and these radiation machines. And there have been studies that show that even if your cancer is killed by radiation, it will be back 5 years down the road, 5 or 6 years down the road, and it'll be more aggressive than it was before. And as for chemotherapy, it's basically a controlled poisoning. And even if it cures your cancer, what's left is just going to be ravaged by the chemicals. And I got to see this close up and personal with my mother, who was given both chemotherapy and radiation treatments for her cancer. And to this date, I still don't know if she died of the cancer or if she died of the cancer treatment. Now, the FCC is planning a vote next month to kill the Obama-era rules demanding fair treatment of web traffic. And it may decide to vacate the regulations altogether. This is net neutrality. And this is basically going to reignite this debate that basically has seen Republicans and broadband providers wanting to eliminate the rules while Democrats and technology companies support them. The problem is if these rules are rescinded, then your internet service provider can simply decide to put you in the slow lane. And there have already been allegations of throttling by the internet service providers. Spectrum, which is what I'm stuck with here in Hawaii, they actually got sued by the state of New York because the actual bandwidth coming into the home was not what was being advertised and being billed for. And Spectrum said they're not throttling, but if you go into their own website, there's a place in there where they say that in the interest of balancing the load, they may temporarily reduce the speed of operation. And their rationale is it's not throttling because we didn't use the word throttle. And apparently the FCC has already received more than 22 million comments on the matter. where people think that the common carrier rules that applied to the broken up phone company should apply to the internet. All traffic is treated equally. But the ISPs, they want to give favorable treatment to the streaming providers and us troublesome independent media sites. Well, we'll just crank down their bandwidth. It's not like anybody's paying attention to them here. Apparently, over in California's elementary schools, they have new history textbooks that are pro-LGBT. And I'm not sure exactly what's in there. They're trying to imply that certain famous individuals in our history were transsexual. But again, this politicalization of education has reached a crisis point. Our children are not being educated. They're being indoctrinated. They're not being taught to solve problems in the future. They're just being taught to regurgitate what they're told to believe. Now, you remember the big stink over the Tuam orphanages in Ireland that were being run by the Catholics, and how these children were being sold off to rich Americans for adoption, and how many of them were abused and a lot of them died and they were buried in this abandoned well. Apparently, they found another such incidents over in Scotland. And apparently, there was this orphanage run by Catholic nuns, and they thought that there were maybe a few bodies down there, and the excavation revealed 400 children. So that's ugly. That really is ugly. How can you treat a child like that? All right, let's take a phone call. Tom in Florida, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Michael. What's on my mind is the things I've been seeing on the news lately, especially today, is kind of perplexing. I don't know if you had a chance to see how much illegal immigration is costing the medical profession in this country.
Yeah, it's a huge cost. It's cost
dollars.
It's not just the medical costs; it's the social services. You know, a lot of these people are not on jobs; they're applying for welfare. It is a huge, huge cost.
Yeah, OAN, One American News has been talking about it for the last day or so about the illegal immigration. Of course, you had a border agent got shot, I guess, or murdered yesterday at the border. Trump, you know, we definitely need to build the wall and all that, but. Another thing, Michael, I did notice. I don't know if you're a fan of Newsmax TV, but they did run a documentary two nights ago about Uncle Hitler. I don't know if you got a chance to see that, but maybe you should look at that, because that is unbelievable. When the hour special they showed, well, actually it was a 6-hour special, but the hour I saw of the first cousin of Eva Braun speaking and telling the truth about World War II was very mind blowing to me. And I don't know why that's not taught in school for the last 60 years.
Well, again, the purpose of public education is to raise young people to be useful to the government. And that means, you know, giving them a set of beliefs and assumptions that make them pliant and obedient and useful. And it's reached its nadir with Common Core, which is creating the illusion of an educated younger generation without really educating them. Most kids are already starting to go on out and say that if they want to learn something really important, they have to just do it on their own time.
Absolutely. It was just a really unbelievable documentary that was really pertaining to the truth of what really happened in World War II and how the Rothschilds. And it was just amazing to me what has been hidden from the American public. Very unbelievable, like the Kennedy files and the Kennedy assassination. This goes even way further back, and it was just unbelievable. It's mind-blowing that this one lady happened to be still alive, and nobody wants to claim the money for Mein Kampf, but I'm like, wow, Newsmax running a documentary like this is unbelievable. It was unbelievable watching that. Really was.
Well, when I first started out on this voyage of truth discovery, I started out thinking, well, we've got a problem now. But as I dug deeper and deeper, I've come to the realization, and I think most Americans would agree with me now, the government has been lying to us, the corporate media has been lying to us all along. I'll give you a good example. You know the story about George Washington and the cherry tree? Father, I cannot tell a lie. Never happened. Was cooked up during Washington's political campaign. So, yeah, they've been lying to us all along, and we just need to accept that as an axiom anytime they try and tell us another lie. You can't trust anything coming out of the corporate media except the weather and the sports scores, and they're not all that good on the weather.
You're right on, Michael. I wonder if Franken's going to resign, Michael. What do you think?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Al Franken, do you think he's going to step down or he's going to stick it out, try to stick it out with the Democrat Party?
Oh, he's going to try and stick it on out because they're aiming to take over both houses of Congress next year. So he's not going to step down. And there's all these liberals and pundits out there saying, well, come on, he was just being a comedian. It wasn't really sexual assault and blah, 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 blah. But again, they're just underscoring the hypocrisy. Anyway, Tom, I think you already called in earlier to the show today.
No, I didn't.
That was somebody. Oh, OK. All right. Because we'd like to hold it to just one call per caller. Per day.
Oh, Michael, anyway, listen. I wouldn't do that to you.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to let you go anyway because I got to get back to the news here. We're running short on time. Now, as you know, they had a huge spill in South Dakota from the Keystone XL pipeline, 5,000 barrels. It's a huge, huge mess. And the industry supporters are out there saying, well, look, we admit pipelines are going to spill. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. It's just something you're all going to have to accept living along that pipeline route, for the benefits of having oil and gas technology in your lives here. And it was a little bit awkward, and TransCanada has been forced to shut down the pipeline following this huge release. Despite this, Nebraska regulators have approved the route of the Keystone XL pipeline through their state. Apparently, they're unconcerned with what might happen if there's a leak. Because remember, raw petroleum is toxic. It is poisonous. It is carcinogenic. Now, I'm convinced that if the oil industries were required to build leak-proof pipelines, they could. It's just a pipe. But they want to build them as cheaply as possible to maximize profitability. Now then, as you know, Thursday is Thanksgiving, and apparently the indications are there might be a white Thanksgiving in Washington, D.C. and much of the Atlantic seaboard. This is according to AccuWeather senior meteorologist Brett Anderson. Meanwhile, in western Washington, ski and snowboard season is officially underway. So huzzah, huzzah there. And amazingly enough, down in Cape Town, now remember, they're south of the equator. They're supposed to be coming up on their summer. And they're still getting snow. Same thing in Australia. Summer snow, giant hail. Now, the latest word coming out from the global warming community is, no, there never was a pause in global warming. The only problem was we had a lack of data from the Arctic, and it made it look like global warming had taken a pause. But no, trust us, it's still going on. It's still a major, major threat. Meanwhile, over in Russia, astrophysicist Dr. Habibullah Abdusamatov, head of Space Research Laboratory at the Pulkovo Observatory of the Russian Academy of Sciences, is saying, we're already in the new little ice age. It's started. And basically saying that the quasi-centennial variation or quasi-bicentennial variation in total solar radiance is basically trending toward a new low. We have all of these overlapping solar cycles that they're starting to figure on out, and they're all meeting at the low point over the next couple of years. So he's basically saying, as near as he can tell, the new little ice age begins years ago, 2015. Meanwhile, the Pope is out there rebuking climate deniers as perverse. This from the church that tortured Galileo for saying that the Earth orbited around the sun. We'll be back after these few words.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, let's talk a little bit about Fukushima. Epic disaster, world's worst nuclear accident by far. And apparently, 6 years after the meltdown, they have finally managed to get a robot in to find the reactor's melted uranium fuel. And they're using this little tiny submersible robot. It's an ROV. It's called the Manbo. And it's apparently able to resist the intense radiation. It's about the size of a shoebox. And basically was sent down through the water. And after 3 days of carefully navigating through the shattered reactor building, the Manbo finally reached the heavily damaged Unit 3 reactor. And the robot beamed back video of a gaping hole in the bottom of the reactor. And on the floor beneath it, clumps of what looked like solidified lava, which is the first images ever taken of the plant's melted uranium fuel. It was a horrendous, horrendous disaster. Now, story coming out of Enernews is basically saying there has been a cover-up in Japan of the health effects of the Fukushima accident. And doctors are being told to just, you know, keep the number of cancers a secret, especially the thyroid problems. And They're basically trying to tap it all down here. Japan has already said it's okay to move back into the area around the reactor. They want that land developed. They want people in there paying taxes. And if they get cancer, you know, that's good for the economy. Then they have to go to the doctors here. All right, let's take another phone call here. W in Texas, aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Hello, Mike. Just wanted to talk about net neutrality. I think this is one of those stories that's definitely getting put underneath a whole lot of junk, basically, right now. It's one of those stories, as you probably already know, they're trying to, I guess, implement a regulation that degrades net neutrality. So it gets to the point where, I guess, you have to pay more for certain websites, if my understanding is correct. And I'm just looking at an article here from Huffington Post. The name of the article today is, "With Net Neutrality on the Chopping Block, Communities Are Taking Matters into Their Own Hands and Scaring the Hell Out of Comcast." And basically it's saying that communities are thinking about going the public utility route instead of allowing private companies to take over the internet in their communities, which would, I guess, halt, these companies trying to stop net neutrality or trying to, prevent communities from having access to all the websites with no additional costs versus what this new regulation is going to do, which is going to put additional costs on having access to certain websites, if I'm saying that correctly.
Not exactly. Not exactly. The idea would be that if you wanted people to have access to your website and you were put in the slow lane, you could be moved to the fast lane for a fee. You would have to pay to basically have right. your server more accessible. But, you know, you've hit on something that is becoming a phenomenon across the country, and that is communities and cities setting up their own internets. There is no technological reason why you can't set up your own internet throughout your neighborhood, throughout your community, throughout your entire city. In fact, when I was back in San Francisco working on the day after tomorrow, I was made aware of this project where these people had gotten together and they were setting up a Wi-Fi network that literally reached across the city, and it was there so that children in families who couldn't afford broadband access could still use their computers for their schoolwork. And it was these little housings made out of PVC pipe that had Wi-Fi repeaters in them, and it was working really, really well. There is no rule that says only large corporations can run an internet. Ultimately, though, you're going to have to deal with the backbone carriers and whether or not they're going to be allowed to prioritize traffic on their systems.
And it's funny you just said that. It says, quick paragraph real quick, it says, not everyone was excited. Industry groups spent more than $450,000 campaigning against the measure. In fact, the very reason Colorado towns had to vote yes before even exploring public broadband is because of an industry-backed state law requiring municipalities to jump through hoops to take control of their internet infrastructure. The industry has successfully pushed similar legislation in over 20 states. So, as you can see, there's already pushed.
All right, so it's now illegal for you to set up your own internet, I guess. All right, well, listen, W, we've got to let you go. We're coming up on another commercial break, and we'll be back after these few words, and in theory, there should be some music here. Oh, we're going at 29. Oh, okay. All right. The show clock has changed, and apparently, at the bottom of the last hour, it was on the old time because my clock lined up with that. So there we go. There's the music. We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Our show here. Now, apparently, there is a big problem up on Lake Michigan where U.S. Steel 6 months ago dumped a plume of toxic metal into a tributary of Lake Michigan. And apparently they've had another spill at the same Northwest Indiana plant. And they asked state environmental regulators to keep it secret, according to newly released documents. And the toxic material was chromium. And so here we have a large corporation dumping these toxic chemicals into the water and then turning around to the government and saying, yeah, you got to keep this secret. And given that we didn't see this on the corporate media, I think the government went along with it. And it raises the possibility, what other environmental damage has been done you are not aware of, possibly near your home? Because corporations like to cover that stuff up. Remember that Aaron Brockovich, Pacific Gas and Electric, had this hexavalent form of chromium, highly toxic, was leaching out from their storage pools that weren't properly constructed, and they hid it for years. Now, down in Madagascar, there's a lot of concern about this outbreak of the Black Plague. Apparently, parents rushed to schools to collect their children after rumors started that students were going to be forced into having anti-plague vaccinations. And so here's where the abuse of vaccines comes back to haunt them. The parents don't want the needles. Apparently, patients are leaving the hospitals out of concern that they're actually going to get sicker there. And but one of the reasons is because the plague is now spreading to the health workers, raising the possibility that Madagascar can't contain the Black Death, and even worse, that it may have gone airborne. And that would be really, really nasty. Now, the Black Plague that we read about in the history of Europe in the Middle Ages was not airborne. It was carried directly from person to person by fleas. If it's airborne, then it will spread like a cold. Now, the FDA has approved a new digital sensor to ensure patients with mental health issues are taking the medications they're told to take. And basically, inside the medication, there's a little tiny chip that will send out a signal that is picked up by a patch you wear on some part of your body, which then in turn transmits a signal to an application run on your smartphone. And the idea being that if you're not taking your medications on time, an alert will be sounded and some guys in white coats will show up at your home to shove the pill down your throat. It does seem to be another form of medical big brotherism, where you're no longer going to have the right to refuse the medications the government wants to give you. It's right out of Aldous Huxley's Brave New World. Another article coming out of Zero Hedge. Scientists shocked as fisheries collapse on West Coast. It's the worst we've seen. And the Gulf of Alaska cod populations appear to be taking a nosedive. And scientists are shocked at the collapse and starving fish, making this the worst they've ever seen. Now, there are factors like overfishing. There are pollutants getting into the ocean, plastics. They've sampled life forms thousands of feet down in the ocean, and they've got bits of plastic in their stomach. There are pharmaceuticals pouring into the oceans from the sewer systems. And now they're acknowledging that the radioactive contamination from Fukushima is worse than originally estimated. The powers that be have really messed up this planet. And the problem is because the cycle of life in the oceans, if you have a few key species that are dying off, it's going to have a domino effect. And these large fish may be starving because they can't find their normal food source anymore. Or maybe because of the pharmaceuticals or the pollutants or the radiation, they can't digest their food. But it's a mess. It is really, really a mess. And apparently, the U.S. government is gearing up to slaughter 90,000 wild horses. And apparently this is at the behest of the livestock lobby, who want their range kept clean of wild animals so that they can have their commercial animals do much better. And so the question of what to do with wild horses on land controlled by the Bureau of Land Management has been the subject of debate for some time. Now, remember when they went on into the Bundy Ranch and said, we're going to take control of your ranch because your cattle are endangering the desert turtle, and now they're going to turn around and just haul off and kill 90,000 horses because they're in the way of the commercial ranches. Now, if you like apples, and it's kind of hard to imagine somebody who doesn't, there is a new apple hitting store shelves, the Arctic apple, and they are genetically engineered not to brown on their way to supermarkets. And apparently these apples, made by Okanagan Specialty Fruits, are altered to not turn brown when exposed to the air. I have absolutely no intention of ever eating one of those. Because again, this GMO technology has been just rushed to the marketplace without a full, careful consideration of its long-term consequences. And we know that genetically engineering a crop can produce unanticipated side effects, which often don't show up until the product is out there being used. I'm still concerned about that epicyte gene having gotten into the wild. Now, Britain is going to back a full ban on pesticides known to kill the honeybees, and that probably will help a little bit with colony collapse disorder. But again, I think the culprit may be the pollen from GMO plants, because colony collapse disorder began at the same time GMO plants started going into widespread use. And there had been an article in Nature magazine about that time showing that pollen from GMO plants were harmful to benign insect species. Now, the article specifically talked about the monarch butterfly, which has suffered a serious decline in population over the years. They're starting to come back, at least here in Hawaii. But again, looking at what's going on with these toxic spills, and the companies say to the regulators, please don't tell anybody. Does anybody think for a moment that if Monsanto found out their pollen from GMO plants was the cause of colony collapse disorder, do you think they'd stand up and say, yeah, we're guilty? It's our fault. We're our problem. No, they're going to find something else to blame. Remember when colony collapse disorder first started, they blamed microwave towers. Except that microwave towers have been around for a very, very long time. Then they blamed mites, and then they blamed the pesticides. And I'm sure the pesticides are contributing to the problem. But this genetic engineering is the most dangerous technology humans have ever played with. Because we're tinkering with the very code of life itself, where simple mistakes can have devastating consequences. A lot of people, when we talk about life on other worlds and alien civilizations, and they're saying, you know, well, why haven't they shown up here yet? And one explanation is we may just not be worth the trouble. What do we have to interest them? When you're driving down the highway, do you stop at every anthill you pass? But there may be another explanation, and that may be that all intelligent life forms have a finite life expectancy, because eventually their technology reaches the point where they start editing the code of their life, and they make a mistake, and they drive themselves into extinction. Like I said, I'm concerned about this epicyte gene. It's a GMO corn where if you eat it, you are unable to reproduce. And like most other GMO products, it was test grown in open fields. We don't know where that pollen has gone. We do know that in the decline of birth rates here in the United States of America is focused primarily on the Hispanic population, who are the highest per capita consumers of corn products. Now, over in Mexico, the Popocatépetl volcano has violently erupted, and authorities are warning a bigger eruption could threaten more than 20 million people in Mexico City. The Ring of Fire has really been rocking and rolling. We've had a couple of big quakes over in New Caledonia. Just had another one between Fiji and Samoa. Big quakes. And it almost feels like something is adjusting inside the world. Now, apparently, Russian Culture Minister Vladimir Medinsky has described a decision by a Dutch court not to return a collection of Scythian gold to Crimea as a most dangerous precedent, and threatened to sever all museum ties with the Netherlands. Here's the story. Back when Crimea was still kind of attached to Ukraine, this museum in the Netherlands borrowed this collection of Scythian gold artifacts, about 500 of them, that were borrowed from Crimean collections. And museums do that a lot. You will see these touring exhibits of things that are borrowed from other museums around the world. But with Crimea having left Ukraine and merged with the Russian republics, the Netherlands just decided, we're not going to return it. We're just going to hang on to it. And they got a Dutch court to go along with it. And Russia is saying, this is similar to Nazi looting of other people's treasures. And they're very angry about it, as well they should be. Apparently, this situation with the sexual allegations, I think somebody needs to slow this down a little bit. Because apparently, TV host Charlie Rose is now the subject of allegations by eight women who ranged in age from 21 to 37 at the time of the alleged encounters. And they were employees or wanted to work for Rose at the Charlie Rose Show from the late 1990s to as recently as 2011. And CBS has now suspended Charlie Rose. I think it would have been prudent for them to wait for some confirmation because, frankly, there are too many of these happening for them all to be accurate. And we know the allegations against Judge Roy Moore were a fabrication, just like that yearbook signature. So it has to slow down. It is turning into a witch hunt. And it's directed, obviously, at men. And I remember back in the 1990s when the militant feminists were out there saying, sure, you know, say the guy raped you or assaulted you or abused you. That's empowerment. And I'm very, very concerned. We seem to be going back into the same thing, along, of course, with the observation that the corporate media's obsession with these allegations is distracting from the escalation of the wars, from dossier gate, from uranium gate, from primary gate. These are things that affect all of our lives. Apparently, another accuser against Sylvester Stallone has come forward. All right, let's take a phone call. Frank in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I got a question. But first of all, you know, looking back on it, when I was a teenager and whatnot, you know, I guess I was raped a number of times by girls. You know, I mean, I was always trying to be the gentleman and, you know, not trying to, you know, get anywhere on the first or second date. And these women were all over me. Ripping my pants off and everything.
My heart and, bleeds for you.
Well, I mean, the thing is, you know, all sex is rape. You know, based on that, I guess they were raping. The board op told me, you'd already covered this, but I really, my more important question is, who is putting this stuff out? Because I heard some of it. There's a woman's voice that I've never heard before. I don't know who she is, but, you know, this rumor that's being put out. Outlandish, you know, rumor about the Marine Expeditionary Unit basically is, you know, secured the Langley, you know, CIA.
That seems to be a hoax. That story's a hoax.
Well, I'm really interested in knowing who these people are and this network of people that are putting that out. And I understand, too, that it seems to me, I could be wrong, but it seemed like Robert David Steele is one of the people putting this out. Is that? I wonder if that's true. And he's the guy that told Alex Jones that they're running pedophile rings on Mars.
Okay. Basically, over the last several months, there have literally been dozens and dozens of newly created news sites which are out there putting out hoax stories in the hope that the independent media will pick them up and run them so that they can later be discredited. Because obviously the government and the corporate media cannot rebuild their credibility anytime soon. All they can do is try and level the playing field by attacking and destroying our credibility, and that's where a lot of this nonsense stuff is coming from.
It could be professionals, because one little excerpt I heard sounded slick and professionally it sounded very professionally produced, and I'm like, who is this person? How come I've never heard of them before, you know? And
yeah,
they're popping up on
people's
YouTubes. They're popping up. The person that I first heard about it from, you know, she's on YouTube and everything, and it popped up on her YouTube unsolicited, which I guess isn't, you know, out of the norm. But you know, she didn't go looking for it; it popped up. So I just find that very convenient.
Well, if it's popping up there, then that's something YouTube is doing to try and get that story on out there. But again, there's zero confirmation from it, and I've seen it being run banner on many of these obvious hoax fraud sites here. Hal Turner's been pushing this on his radio show, and Hal Turner was outed some years ago as a FBI intelligence asset. And hackers got into his email, and they got the emails of him talking to his FBI handler, and he was forced to come on out and admit that, yes, he was working for the FBI, and presumably he still is.
Well, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. I was getting ready to go to my recruiting office, see if they would take me back.
Right now, official Washington, D.C., especially the narcocracy, they're in a panic. They're nearing the edge of hysteria over the fact that people just aren't buying the bovine excrement anymore. and they have gotten what they wanted with lies and fraud and deception for so long, they don't know any other way to go about their business. They've forgotten how to actually run a country as a country rather than as a scam for their own enrichment and glorification. So they're really in a bit of a panic. They're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. Hillary is out there making these threats that if she's charged for any of her crimes, terrible things will happen, meaning she'll spill the beans on a lot of really nasty stuff that could bring the entire federal government down. And I think it's only a matter of time before that happens anyway. So, Frank, we're going to let you go. We've got to take another break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show, last segment of our program today. And we've got a little bit of good news for all of you. RBN host Tom LaCovara has been released from federal prison after almost 1 year. And he's going to be joining John Steadmiller, right after my show ends, which is just in about 5 minutes here. So you're going to want to stay tuned and hear it, because Tom will be on with John to basically update everyone about his ordeal, which is related to the Malheur occupation and the Bundy Ranch trials. And we know that in the case of the Malheur occupation, that is tied into the Uranium One scandal, because the uranium that the Canadian company wanted was underneath that ground that they were trying to seize. Didn't want to pay fair market price for the mineral rights, just said, we're going to shoo all these people off. And so that's a degree of just how corrupt our government has become. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that show here. Tom LaCavera is going to be on with John Stadmiller. That's definitely, do not miss that one. Now then, interestingly enough, Harvard Experiment did a study about exposure in the news media, which sort of contradicts the conventional wisdom that large media outlets command more attention. And what the Harvard study found out was that even small publishers have a large effect on the national discourse. And this was an article published in Science on the Effects of News. And it says, exposure to the news media causes Americans to take public stands on specific issues, join national policy conversations, and express themselves publicly. And the research aims to quantify the effect of news media. And basically said that the art of publishing news is still surprising in many ways. And what this basically means is the independent media still has, we have an impact. We may have a larger impact than most people would assume. And that's really a very good thing. And finally, last story today here. As Bitcoin is soaring to ever higher heights, a lot of people are talking about Bitcoin for wealth preservation. Earlier in the show, we talked about how the Bitcoin enthusiasts have conceded it will never really be the basis of a national payment system. But they're saying, hang on to it because it's virtual gold. And unfortunately, as I said before, I'm smelling tulips in the air here. When it comes to the gold versus Bitcoin debate, there's something you need to keep in mind. Gold is physical. It is tangible. It is in your hand, under your control. Bitcoin is an imaginary construct. And so there's no question. If all the computers go down, Bitcoin vanishes. The gold will still be there. And I shudder to think that somebody may be trying to hype the Bitcoin to get people to sell their gold, because we know the private central banks are trying to grab that. The Fed in New York is trying to get more gold. No, you keep your hands on that gold. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And I got to do the Jim Goddard Show. So we'll be back here tomorrow, Tuesday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. You're going to love the show. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.